Then we will move to agenda item six, report and possible discussion from the Texas Water Development Board staff. I'm going to introduce Ron Ellis, who's with Texas Water Development Board, been there for a while, and he's going to introduce somebody new to us. Ron?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Ron Ellis with the Texas Water Development Board. I'll be your resource here today, but I do want to introduce John Maurer. John is new to our planning staff about 3 months ago. He is going to be the planner for Region G going forward, hopefully for a long, long time. John, you want to introduce yourself, please?
Sure. Years ago, graduated from UT, worked at a couple different jobs. One was at the GLO, and now I'm excited to work with water. So looking forward to working with y'all for the coming years.
Thanks, Sean. All right, I have some slides. Thank you very much. Just going over a few things. I think most of these are reminders. The tech memos are due March 4th. Y'all are going to address that today on your agenda. The water use survey is open through March 1st. All the public water systems are required to complete a water use survey. There's an online survey to do that will be active through March 1st. If you know any water systems that maybe need assistance with that, please let me know. I can give you the information we have staff that are ready to help, and I can share that information if you have specific systems that need assistance. The water service boundary editor is open through July 1st. So it's a mapping application that shows the boundaries of public water systems. And we ask the public water systems to go in and actually make edits to their boundaries if they're not correct. And we use this boundary information in the planning process. We use it in water use surveys. We use it in a lot of different ways. It's important information. So that's open until July 1st. Agricultural Water Conservation Grant application period is open until April 3rd. There are going to be webinars on March 6th and March 27th online to get information about those. And there is a link there. I think this is posted on BRA's website, all of this information is, and you should be able to click through and register for the webinars through that link. There was a planning group chair's call on January 16th, and we'll have another one in April of 2024. The Interregional Planning Council met on February 8th, last Thursday. They adopted their report, which is due to the Water Development Board March 4th. I think I checked on Friday, and it hadn't been posted to our website yet. It will be posted, though, soon. The Interregional Planning Council webpage on our website has a lot of the information about the activities of the Planning Council.
Charles Bassetta just walked in. I think he went to the restroom. I told him he'd
come. Thank you. We are seeking public input for the Texas Water Fund. We're beginning a rulemaking process, and board meetings on March 10th, and we're going to have workshops on March 20th in Austin, April 10th in Lubbock, to get input to go into the Texas Water Fund rulemaking process. So on our website, there's a couple of things. The link there takes you to a page that has other links to our frequently asked questions document. And there are three surveys on there if you want to give input into how the rules around the Texas Water Fund will be written. So if you're interested in that, please please look at the website and give us some input through those surveys. So we have a number of resources that we're planning to release soon for planning groups. We've got county-by-county water supply planning information and resource documents that we're going to release. Each document's about 4 or 5 pages. It summarizes the planning information for those counties, but it also focuses on small systems and rural entities under 7,500 population with a single source, and also systems that have been on TCEQ's 180-day list in the last 5 years. So it's information, you know, kind of summarized county by county as a resource for the planning groups and others. So this is part of our rural outreach effort that came through our sunset process. We got that feedback through our sunset process that we needed to help emphasize and provide resources to facilitate rural outreach. We're also going to release some conservation resources, a conservation resource guide with information on how to access conservation resources and how they can be used to support regional water plan development. So it'll try to connect the dots for you all on how data such as water use surveys, water loss audits, water conservation plans, and conservation plan annual reports can fit together to support conservation strategies within the in plan development. So look for that information coming soon. Also some drought and drought preparedness resources. We've already, I believe, sent out the list of entities that are they're required to submit DCPs to TCEQ. We have worked with the Drought Preparedness Council, and they have adopted some recommendations to planning groups that will be sent out to the planning groups soon. That will come from the Division of Emergency Management that coordinates the Drought Preparedness Council. The planning group, the Drought Preparedness Council, is required to make recommendations to the planning groups, and the planning groups are required by rule to consider them. These are recommendations, but they're not you're not required to implement them. You're required to consider them. And we're also updating our drought management costing tool, and that information your consultants will be able to use in the regional water plan to identify costing for any drought strategies you want to recommend. Additionally, our uniform costing model, which is the primary tool that your consultants will use to assign costs to water management strategy projects, is being updated right now and will be released probably in March, maybe in April. And lastly, we have updated what we call a one-pager. This one's about 4 pages long, on regional water plan amendments. It's got information about the process and the required submittals for amendments to the regional water plan. That's all I've got. Are there any questions?
Any questions? Go ahead, David Blackburn.
Yeah, on the county-specific water supply planning info and resource documents, is that going to be posted? Are you going to send out those documents to entities, or how's that going to be distributed?
We're going to post it, and we're going to send out links to where you can find the information. And I believe we're going to send it to every planning group member. So you will either get that from us, or you'll get it from BRA if we send it out just to the political subdivisions.
Any other questions for Ron?
All right, thank you all very much.
Any comments for John? John, look forward to working with you. Thank you, Ron. Okay. I want to make a note for the record that Charles Beseda entered the meeting at 10:12 a.m.
And he's now in charge, keeping up with you.
Excuse me. Okay, I got a question for the group before we go forward. There's a lot of technical information coming up in the next few agenda items. It will be on the screen, but it's also in your packet where you can. So my question is, I can skip and do some of the reports when we wait on those packets, or we can just dive right into it right now. It's y'all's pleasure. Just go for it. Is that all right without having it in front of you? Just have something on the screen. You'll just have to write it down. Okay, we'll go forward.